You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Orioles making money moves. Finally. 5 years, $155 million to Pete Alonso. No opt-outs. No deferred money. It's cold, hard cash for the polar bear. So with that in mind, and by the way, it kind of makes the now you've had Taylor Ward and Pete Alonso in the lineup, two right-handed hitters who combined for 70 home runs a year ago. Yep. It makes that move, and we said at the time when they got him, well, let's see what else they do. Now that makes the lineup stronger. So what's next?
Well, they're going to have to whittle out some of the DH slash first base slash right field bats that are sort of still hanging around. Mountcastle, Mayo, even I'll take it to a lefty in Heston. Like, I don't know, even bringing a lot of those guys to camp, that really is going to make a whole lot of sense. You've already got Basayo, who they're going to want to play some first base. And look, Alonso's not going to play 162 games forever, but he's also only 30 and he's not playing a physically demanding position. So he's probably going to want to play 150 or something in his first year at a new place.
A lot of DH.
So that takes a lot of those guys really out of the mix. It obviously now puts a premium on them landing one of the premier arms that are available via trade or free agency. And I still think they need to add someone else of some caliber to the bullpen.
Agreed.
But those things could have happened somewhat judiciously, in which case they will have said, we were very forthright. We were very progressive instead of being sort of reactive or regressive. And we got our work done in an expeditious manner. I believe that's what they're shooting for. I think that's their aim. And then there'll be trades on the margins to whittle out, again, some of these guys. What can you get? Who packaged with whom can get us something? But those moves are going to be made to continue to replenish a farm system that has taken some hits.
Yeah, I think now I'm wondering what they do on the trade market. And you see that they're rumored talking to the Marlins about Edward Cabrera, and he's under contract for quite some time. He's got four more years Mackenzie Gore, they've been talking to him. Now, Orioles and Nats haven't executed a trade since the Nats have been here since 2005 for reasons.
But Rizzo's gone.
Yes.
And the ownership has changed.
But he's got 2 years of control, too. So that's very attractive. We brought up Freddie Peralta multiple times in the past. And what makes him very attractive? $8 million club option. That's very, very affordable. But I think what's very encouraging as well despite giving out this five-year, $155 million contract. You mentioned in the open, Ken, still talking to Ranger Suarez. Yes. You're still talking to Framber Valdez. So could they give out another pretty decent-sized contract to one of those top-of-the-rotation guys?
So I'll tell you guys something. So I was told by somebody this morning that a big move was coming, and then it came. And the other thing I was told is more to come. So, like, I think they're signing, and I think they're going to be heavily in the mix for Suarez or Valdez, which is different waters than they're used to swimming in. But you sign Pete Alonso, now you're in different waters.
And Jason, you brought up the point, and we even brought this up a week ago, I want to say, when we were talking about the Orioles offseason. It seems like they at least got the memo, hey, we got to get some work done earlier in the offseason, where, heck, you can even go back to 2024. Everyone would bring that up last year when the Orioles weren't doing anything. Hey, they got Burns on February 1st or right. whatever the heck it yeah. was. Like, give it time, give it time. Where now, that's clearly an emphasis. They're trying to get their business done ahead of time.
I think they'd prefer to make a trade, but I just don't know if they're going to have the pieces to make it, because there's not... This farm system doesn't have, you know, the shiny, glossed up, super polished prospects that it did before. I mean, you're going to be selling Mayo on the cheap. You're going to be selling Heston on the cheap. Like, you know, Bradfield, like, he's been hurt a lot. Like, and they probably need somebody else in this system who could come in and play major league center field right away. Like, the last couple drafts, not that good. The kids they got back in these trades at the deadline, they're not centerpiece chips to land someone like a Cabrera or even a Peralta. I also, it's one thing to give a guy 5 years, $30 million a year to play first base. I just wonder about them signing a pitcher to a 5 or 6 year deal. I don't know. That might be a bridge too far for Elias to cross mentally.
I mean, to be bold here, Bone, they're going to sign one of those guys and make a trade for a pitcher.
Man, then I'm really ready for opening day if they have that type of offseason.
And I'll be the first guy to tell you I was Charlie Brown with the football, but that's my gut right now. They're signing a guy and they're trading for a guy.
There's clearly going to be one more big move, and Elias was not blowing smoke with that quote saying, hey, we're going to get an impact bat and we're going to get an arm. I now I'm buying into that quote that will happen.
Yeah, if they trade for a legitimate starter and sign one, that would be something.
And now you got to go get a bullpen arm, too. You're absolutely right about that. Like, they cannot be content with what their bullpen looks like right now.
No.
Yeah, but you can do that a lot of different ways.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I think that Dustin Mayhew could come in. The hell is that right? No, what's his name?
Dustin May, the Dodgers kid? Was it the Red Sox?
Yeah.
Yeah, the redhead? Yeah.
Yeah. I think you find somebody like him and make him a late inning guy. Like, I'd like to see them get creative with a true power arm, the failed starter kind of thing. Like, even if it's only for a year or two, and that's relief pitching. I think there's different ways they could address that, especially if you've added two legitimate starters to a rotation that already has some innards to it. If they added two starters, that would tell me that they're not just buying into the fact that this Trevor Rogers thing is forever. And I don't think you can buy into the fact.
But that's where it's you can't operate best case
scenario. That could be a moment in time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's going to fall off a cliff and be a guy who got set back to Norfolk 3 weeks after the trade, but I also don't know he's going to be flirting with a Cy Young award next year.
And you can't, and again, this is something we've criticized them in the past for, the best case scenario. You can't just assume because he was great a year ago, you don't need to go get guys because you have Trevor Rogers. Now, if Trevor Rogers continue to be really good and you got two other guys, now all of a sudden you're cooking with gas with your rotation. And you Bradish.
Yeah, now that's big boy stuff.
Orioles making the big move today, signing Pete Alonso. Jim Duquette's down in Florida for the winter meetings. What does he think of the move, and what could the Orioles be doing next? Jim joins us next here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.